So, Tessa, I meant to ask you. So during this time, are you the only child, or do you got brothers and sisters?
I do have two brothers and one sister.
Two brothers and one. Are they older?
Yeah, a lot older. They're all in their 40s now. Let's put it like that.
On your dad's side, then.
My dad's side from the first marriage.
Okay. But when you were here in Texas, it was just you.
Just me.
Okay.
Me, mom, and dad.
So you're the only child, and they're trying to, okay.
Yeah.
So did you have friends at the time?
At that time, no. Mm. I didn't have friends.
So you were always
I actually got bullied.
Yeah, really?
I got bullied a little bit here and there, yeah.
Wow.
I got bullied a little bit, and then I just started kind of being cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess cool. I don't know.
Yeah.
I started just calming down, and then I started making friends. And I started making real good friends. One of my best friends, his name is Nick,
mm-hmm.
And then another one is Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all separate, but one of them, Nick, he used to live like 2 blocks away from my house.
Okay.
And we became friends in elementary school mm-hmm. all the way through to like if I'd say college.
Okay.
But he didn't go to college, and I kind of did. But I'd say we've been friends that long,
okay.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Third grade till shit, I call him right now, and we'll go hang out.
Gotcha.
So he's one of my first friends.
Okay.
And then after that, kind of domino effect, like, hey, meet my other friend.
Okay.
And then I started developing friends into, like, the second time I was in third grade. First time I was in third grade,
uh-huh.
No friends. I was by myself. Second time, it was like a kind of redo.
Yeah.
Got friends. I was learning to cope. I was learning English.
Right.
I was learning everything.
Okay.
You know.
And I tell you, your friends, I guess they helped you with English to a certain
degree. A little bit. Yeah, to a certain degree.
You want to talk to them because it's your friends. Yeah.
So then I started forgetting Spanish. And my mom kind of beat my ass a little bit. Because
you're forgetting it.
Yeah.
So were you the kind of kicks? I heard this. I heard from friends I know, people that are Vietnamese and Spanish. Like, they're like, when you come home, you're only going to speak this in the house.
Nah, was it kind of like, okay. No. Because, you know, you got my dad, he talking English all day, you know. Okay. He didn't want to talk Spanish.
Yeah. Some parents want to keep that culture in the house.
Mom tried. Just, I didn't go with it. I didn't go with it. But now that I'm older, I'll talk Spanish.
Yeah.
Now she just, when she's pissed at me, she'll just yell at me in Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So, are you saying you got a little bit of your attitude, a little bit of fight from your mom?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, people say you're more like your dad or more like your mom.
I don't know.
You're not sure.
I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm calm like my dad.
Okay.
I'm calm.
So he's the calm, cool, collective. Mm-hmm. She can be the firecracker.
Like that. I mean, like
that.
So I'm
just trying to imagine how them two coincide like that. And she's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I'll just ignore you.
I don't know. They got their thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They got it worked out.
Right.
And now it's just, now you got... I guess I am a firecracker in a way. And then you got my mom a firecracker.
Uh-huh.
So my dad has to deal with it, but he... And the ADHD in me comes out.
Right.
But I've learned to cope with it. Because I've been off my meds for a long time.
Yeah.
I last stopped taking it sophomore year in high school.
Yeah.
So you got to think. I jumped from the little thing
mm-hmm.
to when I hit middle school, I went up to I just upgraded the dosages. Mm-hmm. Then when I hit high school, I had to go up to Vyvanse.
Oh, wow.
And then I knew at that time what's up. I knew what drugs were. I knew everything. So I said, I low-key just started selling them to people that wanted to pass their test because I hated them so much. So I was like, dude, I'll sell these. I don't like these. And my mom caught on, and she wasn't having part of that because to her, she was like, you're a drug dealer now? And I'm like, to a degree I am, but to another degree I'm not. I'm just getting rid of
these. I just don't want to take it.
I just don't want to take it.
And they're willing to pay for it.
Yeah. So she said, well, then this is your last doctor visit, blah, blah, blah. And that's it.
You were cool with that. Like, okay.
I was okay. So I said, whatever. Boxing, at that point, I was already in boxing. I was like, boxing already helps.